solo voy con mi pena, sola va mi condena. Correré mi destino para burlar la ley, perdido en el corazón de la grande Babilón. Me dicen el clandestino por no llevar papel.
In this world, the spirit is nurtured by love and healed by the medicine of artists, at times inspiring the most gracious of prayers. La gente dicen que música puede calmar la bestia salvaje, que riendo es el mejor medicina, y poesía ser hace sentir los sentimientos más profundos de nuestra mente y alma. Las historias somos más juntos entre tiempo y espacio. Y una canción es como una foto, dice una historia. It is said that music can soothe the savage beast, that laughter is the best medicine, and poetry can make us feel deeper by insight. Stories bring us together through space and time, and a song is like a picture. It tells a story. I'd like to humbly present The Medicine Show, a variety show which features artists producing original material which is therapeutic because it reflects our culture, which in turn stimulates thought and reconsideration to a positive outcome, healing by nature. So, they say a smile is contagious. Share to everyone, everywhere. Welcome to the Vancouver Medicine Show on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, broadcast, webcast, and podcast from Coast Salish territory on Musqueam land. Vancouver land is crossing borders with Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, and Musqueam people. BC is some of the last unceded lands. So I'm your host, Jason Lawrence, and tonight guests are Jasmine Tavis, a.k.a. Jazzy T, Derek Tavis, a young man simply called Seven, who is the son of Derek, and returning guest, Kerry John Hirsch. So this evening we're welcoming brother and sister here with their father, Jasmine, Derek, and Seven Tavis. Welcome to this medicine show, guys. How you doing? Oh, welcome to the medicine show. Can you hear yourselves?
Yeah.
Excellent. Excellent. So, young brother Seven Tavis, now 15 years old, was born. He's got quite a story here. He was born 3 months premature and was connected to a respirator for the first month of his life. They said he may never come off a respirator, but about after a month, Seven decided to remove it on his own. Little rebel. So Seven was only 2 pounds at birth, and the doctors advised his family that he may not make it. But they think that the doctors didn't know Seven very well. So his will to survive and his stubbornness has persevered, as it is a trait that he embraces to today. And because of these complications, health has been affected. He is asthmatic, but man, can he sing. Okay, so the lungs too small for him to survive at birth continue to challenge him, but his passion to sing, his passion for music is unrelenting. Seven currently attends high school, where he is a junior member of their choir. He has performed on Talent Time TV. What's the name of that guy?
Paul Anthony.
Paul Anthony's Talent Time, which is out of the Biltmore Hotel as well. He has performed on Talent Time TV as well as at the Biltmore. And you did the live show, eh?
Yeah.
Right on. He was a finalist at Hamber Idol and has a video with a group called Robot Sex Music. Yeah. Yes, that's the name of the group.
Yeah.
He is currently learning how to play percussion instruments at SOM. That's Sarah McLachlan School of Music. I never knew. Okay, so welcome, Seven. How you doing?
Good, man. You too.
Wow. Adventures, eh? And tell us about this robot sex music, really, eh?
Yeah, I don't know who came up with the name, but yeah,
Do you know what's behind the name? Like, did they give you any idea?
I have no. It's techno. Yeah, they like techno. They like techno.
Like, it's electronic.
Yeah, so a lot of it's electronic beats.
Uh-huh. Okay, so let's bring this down a little bit there for you. All right.
Okay, so at what point did you know you wanted to sing? I mean, you're so young already, so it sounds like you're really passionate. Did you see a singer that inspired you when you were
I don't know. Who's my idol? Musically, Michael Jackson, but you know, it changes that once in a while. Yeah.
Right on.
Well, I too used to listen to Michael when I was a lot younger. So what city do you think you'd like to most like to play in if you got your choice of your ultimate?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Imagine if you could play anywhere around the world. We're talking Egypt, maybe Rome, China.
China would be nice. China would be really nice. Yeah, China.
Right on. Okay, well, so do you want to... we hear that since you're going to be doing this a cappella, is that true?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, so let's bring this... we're listening to Manichao, which is in Spanish, so his Clandestino album. So we're going to bring that down a little bit here. And so, Seven, what's the song you want to sing?
Fix You by Coldplay, yeah.
Okay, sure. And so remember, these are condenser microphones. You have to back away, right? Because I know you're a belter. Okay, go ahead and just anytime, just start oohing and aahing it out.
When you try your best, but you don't succeed. When you care what you want, but know what you need. When you feel so tired, but you cannot sleep. Stuck in reverse. When you're high up above or down below. When you're too in love to let it go. But if you never try, you'll never know just what you were. Light will guide you home and ignite your bones. And I will try to fix you. A tear stream down on your face. When you lose something you cannot replace, yeah. A tear stream down on your face and die. I will fix you.
Yeah. Man, you can hear a pin drop. You want to let that shut now? I'm sorry, we can hear all the way in the other studio the guitar picking because we... Thank you, Seven.
You're welcome. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Belting. Excellent. Right away, instead of... Did you want to do another one right away?
Another one.
Another song? Are we gonna, should we just carry on for now?
For now, yeah.
Okay. So, we have a word of the day around here, okay? And the idea is, you don't have to say anything, but this is for everybody to think about, contemplate how much it means to you. The word of the day is morals. So we try and think of what does it mean to us and like the, you know, just contemplate, think about it on your own, whatever. But do you have anything to say like about how it affects you in your life? Is it something that's really important to you? And do you see it reflected in your culture, in your friends, your high school? How far does it go?
You want to say something?
It, for me?
Yeah.
Either one. Yeah. He seems kind of shy tonight. So, do you find morals really important in the culture today, or even in your circles?
Morals in my music is important. I feel like if you want to be to write good music and lyrically, and to perform properly, you have to be able to be truthful. And I use that in my music. And in life as well, it's important to be honest as well.
Absolutely, it's and these things we just say to encourage people. Do you find that you see kids in schools? They have a lot of morals.
Yeah, a lot.
Do they talk about it these days?
No, not a lot of the kids I hang out with. They don't really talk about that. No.
I understand. It's not prevalent in the culture, but I think it's something to keep in the back of our minds.
Yeah, of course.
To be. And so, then, Jazzy T.
Hey.
The daughter is a singer-songwriter named Jasmine Tavis, but she goes by Jazzy T in musical circles.
I think it's because we're not using my last name, so I had to think of something else.
Oh, and so, but he told me we were using your last name, right?
No,
That's okay, go ahead.
I feel like in my music, I'm very honest.
Yes.
And I think some of the terminologies I utilize in my music would be preferred not to be referenced with my last name. I think that's why.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I changed it.
And so for now, Jazzy T... Now 19, she started by taking class. You started taking classical violin lessons when you were 8 years old. She was in a children's string orchestra called Corelli Strings.
Yeah.
Plays the guitar, which she learned via YouTube.
Yeah, so it's not that great.
That's the disclaimer.
It's
but
very
I have a
basic,
feeling.
Very basic.
Okay, and so, she went to... You were a semi-finalist at Carisdale Idol and then came back to win it after that.
Yeah.
And so how long was it in between just the 1 year?
It was just the 1 year, yeah.
Well, at first you don't succeed.
There's $1,000. Then you
nice. Way to go.
You try again. Yeah, that's the spirit. And so did you won $1,000?
Yeah.
Rocking.
Yeah.
Is there any promotion or anything that went along with it?
No.
To help you record something at least?
No. Oh, well, yeah, no. But I did do Van City Idol, and they did some recording.
She was the runner-up representing her high school in Van City Idol, and they gave you some recording?
Well, yeah. So cool. Second place you get... I don't think I was supposed to get that, but I got to work with Fader Master Studios with Spencer Carson. He works for their... their studio, who works with Headley, and it's just weird because I wasn't expecting that much to be as a runner-up, but I got everything the first place person got.
Beautiful.
So.
And then you made some videos with the assistance of Spencer?
No, I made a video.
The other guy, Dominic Chan.
Chan, yeah, he's a really great videographer. Uh-huh. I met him at doing... the summer night markets. He was the host at the summer night market. They did an idol there, and I did that as well. And I got to do videos with him after I finished my song, Mermaids.
Mermaids. Excellent.
Yeah.
So you study physiology, takes your academics seriously.
Sociology.
Sociology. Okay. You still have a passion for music and have every intention of pursuing a music career.
Yes.
Excellent. So what songs did you want to sing for us?
I have a song right now called Heartless that I wrote a while ago, but it's all acoustic, and I'll play that one.
That would be lovely.
Yeah.
So this is Jazzy T.
They speak like a gentleman, a great disguise to our surprise, just pride. A man, no gentle, that'll rough up your height. Who eat it up and tear the whole thing up? apart like late night calls, saying how we falling, I saying he need you. Funny how those parts come out so easy. Please me next morning, no Mary, can you feel me? Say it again, I date you. Then it be beautiful, I play you like that voodoo that you do, thinking I got no clue. I already knew about these lies and these games. Then I already spit how you boys are all the same. Now I'm a heartless, 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 heartless girl. Yeah, I'm a heartless, 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 heartless girl. If love came, I couldn't see it. If it caught, I wouldn't hear it. I'm too numb to even feel it. I don't even know the meaning, cause I'm heartless. Last few dudes were scumbags, so I write up lines, blessing them, using do like handbags, throwing them and passing them. They call me heartbreaker, cause I pull a trigger on them. Better watch out, cause my heart when you messing with it. Yo, what's a gentleman? Never really heard of them. Last time I fell for them lies, now I'm rating them. Always the same, the two boys playing my game. Found an instruction, you ready for destruction? This is big girly, know who you messing with. Before you spread rumors about me, watch your mouth, kid. Back up, boy. Jazzy in the house, Royal G up in here. Don't play around, I said. Back up, boy. Jazzy in the house, Royal G up in here. Don't play around, cause I'm a heartless, 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 heartless girl. Yeah, I'm a heartless, 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 heartless girl. If love came, I couldn't see it. If it caught, I wouldn't hear it. I'm too numb to even feel it. I don't even know the meaning, cause I'm heartless.
Nice. That was good. Beautiful. What
Thank
a
you.
Beautiful voice.
Thank you.
You guys are quite the pair to have in here. Yeah. Thank you guys for coming in. Derek, say hello. This is their father, Derek.
Hi.
Nice to
How's
have
it going?
You. And thank you for your contribution to society.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Just so you know, the talent that all comes from mom, not me. Yeah.
Is she musical too?
Wow.
Yes, she is. Yes, she is.
Well, we'll have to talk to her next. Anyway, I want to know, first of all, is this in your way of your screen?
No.
You can see everything?
Yeah, yeah.
Great. So let's just go. Did you want to do another one right away? I mean, that was beautiful, so I want to continue the music, if you like.
Okay.
Wait. We're supposed to do PSA, so let's do this. And we'll be right back in just a second with this PSA. No, that's not it. So let's try that again.
No love.
happy.
A Jihad for Love, Whitewater Black Gold, A Red Girl's Guide to Reasoning, East Hastings Pharmacy, Ai Weiwei, Never Sorry, Misrepresentation.
Cinema Politica UBC screens politically charged films with speakers and discussions every month. Screenings take place at the Norm Theater in the Sub and are by donation. To learn more, visit cinemapolitica.org/UBC.
All right, we're back on the Medicine Show, CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, with Jazzy T and her brother Seven and their father Derek. Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey. Speaking for Derek. Hey.
Hey.
Yeah. So, hey, Jazzy, what do you want to sing next?
This song's called Boys Are All the Same.
Okay, for some reason, I'm going to have to give you more volume. Go ahead. Boys are all the same.
Okay, but I didn't mean, like, all boys. I just meant...
Go ahead. It's okay. No, there are certain things that are the same on all males.
Remember your father's in the house here?
There you go. I didn't run the disclaimer yet. Do I need to find that disclaimer during this song?
You should.
Probably.
Why?
Yeah, don't worry about it. Just go for it.
Hey,
just in case you have really sensitive ears, plug them now. There might be a swear word in this next piece.
No, I don't think so. Actually, okay, I don't know.
Good.
Maybe. I don't know.
Keep it clean, kids. Anyway, go ahead.
So boy, let's not catch feelings. You heard I'm done with these games. I'm done with playing. I'm done with all that these players be saying. I school them at their own game. Rest in peace, your hearts I be slaying. See these boys, they crooks, they thieves, they stealing. Trading hearts for things they ain't needing. Then they wonder why I lost all feeling. Num, 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 this girl ain't breathing. Uh-oh, uh-oh, you boys are all the same. Playing games with my heart. Uh-oh, uh-oh, you boys are all the same. Playing games with my heart. Well, this ain't about no dudo. This about all them guys, yo. I talk to them with feelings. They talk with words, no meaning. That's why there's a drink in this cup. And I'm saying, hey, baby, what's up? What's up? Cause no matter what, they end us to hit and leave. You see the tricks these boys got up to see. Thinking he will get to me. Acting like he need me. Words come out so easy. Next morning, no matter, you feel me? Can you feel me? They got me saying, uh-oh, uh-oh. You boys are all the same, man. Games with my heart. Yeah, oh, 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 oh. You boys are all the same, playing games with my heart. Well, I had a lot of crooks trying to steal my heart. Never had luck, always a bust, so I learned the game. Staying smart, leaving, never stay. My heart stay cold, so I'm okay. Yes, I'm okay. My heart stay cold, so I'm okay. But uh-oh, uh-oh, why you boys are all the same, playing games with my heart. Yeah, uh-oh, uh-oh, you boys are all the same, playing games with my heart, yeah. Why you playing games, boy, why you playing games, boy, with my heart, with my heart, with my heart.
Yes.
Way to go.
Thank you.
All right, Jazzy T. Be looking out for more of Jazzy T. Can people find you? Do you have an internet presence?
Yes,
can
I people, do. Can you can find me under, you can actually find me under my actual name if you go on YouTube. It's Jasmine Tavis, but my YouTube channel is Jazzy T.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so I don't know why this is not so sensitive for you or like your brothers.
Because I'm, like, right up in it.
There you go. So, if that's the hat there?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Okay, so, I'm sorry. On YouTube?
On YouTube.
As Jasmine?
It's, well, if you look up in the search bar, if you just type up Jasmine Tavis, my YouTube channel shows up right away. But Jazzy T is my YouTube channel name.
So what does the future hold for you? Do you want to record some of your stuff and
bigger
production?
Yeah, I'm working on a project with...
any of these guys?
Fader Master Studios. Well, Spencer. I'm working on a project with him and doing an EP, which I would probably go to radio stations, I think, with that. Hopefully. I don't know. We'll see.
That's exciting. And did you have a specific city in the world that you think you'd like to play?
I would love to play New York.
I was thinking that.
Like, that is the musician's dream.
It's okay. You can play L.A.
You want to play China.
Madison Square. Every night.
I would love to play Rankin Inlet in the Northwest Territories.
Oh, okay.
Really?
Cool. No.
No. Yeah, you never know. So, Seven, you were gonna sing some music to us before you got another song you want to pull out of the hat.
Sure. It's a Justin Bieber song. It's called Be All Right.
Well, all right. That sounds great because you know what? Nobody else gets to play cover tunes on this show, but people with big talent. So I'm allowing it.
Thank you. That means a lot.
No problem. You kids could get away with a lot here. Go ahead.
Across the ocean, across the sea, you're starting to forget the way you look at me. Over the mountains, across the sky. Need to see your face and need to look in your eye. Through the storm and through the clouds, bumps in the road and upside downs. Now I know it's hard, babe, to sleep at night. Don't you worry, 'cause everything's gonna be alright. Be all right. All alone in my room, waiting for your phone call to come soon. And for you, I will walk 1,000 miles to be in your arms, watching you holding my heart. Oh, why I love you. 'Cause everything's gonna be alright. Be alright. Be alright.
Yeah. Woo!
Thank you.
Wow, so did you learn from your sister, or did you guys take lessons? How'd you guys learn these talents?
I think it just sort of, for me, it sort of just talent. Happened.
You got lessons, though.
I got lessons.
One year.
I didn't get that luxury.
1 year. Come on, 1 year.
That's well, maybe true. There's something natural
Jasmine, that's
about
true.
Talent.
You didn't get that luxury because you had 8 years of violin lessons instead.
Oh, yeah. All right, 8 years. 8 years.
There you go. Okay. Well, wanting to say a shout out to anybody, or did you guys have anything else that you wanted to say out to the people before we carry on?
Thanks for listening.
Absolutely. When are we going to get to hear some more of this stuff? You going to come back on the show again sometime soon?
Yeah,
please
sure.
Say yes. Guys,
yeah, if you guys will have me.
Absolutely. And so, do you have another song that you're going
to
sing tonight?
Do you want me to sing?
I would have you sing a couple more if you will, but as much as you would want, feel
sure,
comfortable.
Yeah.
Please
yeah,
do. Yes, yeah. Absolutely. See, I was trying to.
I'm just not sure how many you wanted me to
please,
sing.
Please. Hey, you got time. Go ahead.
Okay.
Absolutely. You know, we'll do another. You know what we're going to do while you're picking up your guitar? And I'm going to put on this. Content warning as what we call it's not the public service announcement, it's the other one, it's the obligated one.
Please remember to watch your language. Look, I can't speak without swearing, and I've only got my grade 10, and I haven't had a cigarette since I've been arrested, and I'm ready to f***ing snap. So I'd like to make a request under the People's Freedom of Choices and Voices Act that I be able to smoke and swear in your courtroom. Because if I can't smoke and swear, I'm f***ed.
The following programming may contain content that some listeners find offensive. If you are sensitive to foul language or explicit content, please turn your radio the f*** off now.
Okay, so we were saying that she's ready to Jazzy T, Jasmine on YouTube. Jasmine is going to be playing another song for us. What's the song?
This one's called Game.
Why is your microphone so low? Game. Go ahead.
Game. This song's called Game. Excellent. And it's an original song. Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Got some fire up in his heart, guessing my grills. If you wanna stop me, man, you wish you hadn't. Got some fire up in his heart, guessing my grills. If you wanna stop me, cause I'm a beast on that beat, and I slay on the lyric. I am not a rapper, but my rhymes tell you different. I work hard, play hard, vicious like a lion, voice harsh like a pit bull. Raw bitch, I'm grind, say I float like Lauren, and I'm vibing like Alicia. Got mad love for good R&B, rest in peace Aaliyah. I'm killing it, I'm living it, I'm starving for that bread. So if we ever come head to head, you better call them face. Got some fire up in his heart, gas in my grills. If you wanna stop me, man, you wish you hadn't. Got some fire up in his heart, gas in my grills. If you wanna stop me, I got this money on my mind, I waste no time. I'm grinding for my family, repping for Van City. Thought I was sweet like honey, but I'm a beast like Quasimodo. You know how it goes, she knows. Step down before you catch my blows. Pow, wow, I'm ambidextrous with my music. I'm not here to flex and it's extraterrestrial, cause I'm not from this world. My work isn't recyclable, unforgettable. I'm one of a kind, I'm not on the ground. I'm here to prove myself, won't stop till the music on the shelf. Got some fire up in his heart, gas in my grill. If you wanna stop me, man, you wish you hadn't. Got some fire up in his heart, gas in my grills. If you wanna stop me, cause I'm real, not fake. Stepped in, raise the stakes. No ego, I'm a Virgo. You know my lingo, truth in my words. For real though, you listen, but don't think you hear. Better be scared, cause I'm getting there. Getting good reviews, no promo, I'm just doing me. No fake, so for real though, got these people like fire up in this heart, gas in my grills. If you wanna stir me up, man, you wish you hadn't. Got some fire up in this heart, gas in my grills. If you wanna stir me up, man, you wish you hadn't. Got some fire up in this heart, gas in my grills.
Yay!
Woo. Thank you.
All right. So, and anything in particular inspire these songs for you?
I like to pull, not steal music, but I'm very inspired by a lot of the music that has been being produced recently. And it's all about motivation and believing in yourself. And I feel like it was more something for me to sing about me being motivated to do music, which is a game to a lot of people, but for me, it's what I want to do for the rest of my life. Wow. So, yeah.
It shows you really sound dedicated to your music. So, how about we do one more song before we say goodnight? Because I know that we've are running out of time, but not running out of time, but as long as you want to keep singing, just you want to sing another one.
Sure. Yeah.
Absolutely. Keep on going.
Okay. One second, let me think of a song. If I can think of a song that I've written. There was a...
Okay, so let's go, and we will be back in just a moment. This is The Medicine Show on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Mm-hmm.
fusillade s'arrêtant là dans les grandes plaines des peines. Un jury qui ne veut plus rien dire. J'espère plus jamais faire souffrir quelqu'un comme je t'ai fait souffrir. Je n'étais qu'un mauvais présage, on s'est aimé puis vint l'orage. Moi qui aimais tellement ton sourire. J'espère plus jamais faire souffrir quelqu'un comme je t'ai fait souffrir. Pourquoi, pourquoi, même quand les gens s'aiment, il y a toujours des problèmes. Fallait pas qu'on se connaisse, fallait pas qu'on soit deux, fallait pas se rencontrer et puis tomber amoureux. La vie à deux s'arrêtons là où les dieux ne s'aventurent pas. Moi qui aimais tellement ton sourire. Pourquoi, pourquoi, même quand les gens s'aiment, il y a toujours des problèmes. Moi qui aimais tellement ton sourire, je n'entends plus que tes soupirs. J'espère plus jamais faire souffrir quelqu'un comme je t'ai fait souffrir. Donne-moi de quoi tenir, je ne veux pas dormir, laisse-moi voir venir le jour. Donne-moi de quoi tenir, je ne veux pas dormir, laisse-moi voir venir le jour.
We are back on The Medicine Show on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And we're back with Jasmine Tavis.
Hello.
Seven and Derek Tavis.
Hey guys.
Do we call you Seven Tavis? Or just Seven?
No.
Because it's cool.
Seven's cooler. It'd be nice, yeah.
It's like Prince. Seven. Just one word says it all. Okay, so we're going to try something. We're going to see if this is going to work for you. You want to try and see if that runs there? Go ahead.
I press play.
There we go. Yeah, going I can hear. So, this is Jasmine Tavis with her latest song.
Yeah, this is my original song, Mermaids.
Mermaids. Okay, so it's all queued up. We're ready to go.
Okay.
Oh, let me get my camera going. Go ahead.
Remember when mermaids were real, magic was too, and dreaming and believing was a fun thing to do. Now it's all disappeared with my dreams now, my fears lost myself through the years, looking for something, looking for something. Running in circles for something we don't even know what for. We wanted to grow up, but now life's gone too fast for you. Wanted to go back. Once upon a time you knew, but you don't know how. You don't know how to get there. Remember when dress up was a fun game? Now it ain't the same. It's tight skirt, lipstick, red cup. Now they ask us why we're in a daze. The drugs that we are blazing to, the Barbie dolls we played with, and the G.I. Joe militants got anorexia. Bumping, ayo, children shooting, got confused boys and girls, cause they played with Ken and Barbie, and she like
like she and he likes he, but they're scared. What if society don't like me? And she wants to be that girl on MTV. Now she's struggling to feed herself and her baby. 16 and pregnant is a real reality. No show supporting her and pay those diaper fees. And needs to get yourself a degree so you can get a job and succeed. Nah, I think I wanna be who I be. Your expectations will be the death of me. We wanted to grow up, but now life's gone too fast for you. We wanted to go back. Once upon a time you knew, but you don't know how. You don't know how to get there. We wanted to grow up, but now life's gone too fast for you. Wanted to go back. Once upon a time you knew, but you don't know how. You don't know how to get there. Remember when mermaids were real, magic was too, and dreaming and believing was a fun thing to do. Now it's all disappeared with my dreams. Now my fears, lost myself through the years. I've been looking for something, looking for something. I'm running in circles for something. I don't even know what for, what for. We wanted to grow up, but now life's gone too fast for you. I wanted to go back. Once upon a time I knew, but you don't know how. You don't know how to get there. We wanted to grow up, but now life's gone too fast for you. You wanted to go back. Once upon a time you knew, but you don't know how. You don't know how to get there. Thank you.
Wow.
Nicely done.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is a demonstration. Flip from that.
Nice.
That was my third movement of Antonin Dvorak playing his string quartet.
I'm sorry, say that again.
I don't know if you heard what was playing in the background after, but it was like the string quartet in F major.
Okay, all right. All right. So are you doing gigs around town? Are you going to be playing?
Well, hopefully when I finish this project I'm working on, my EP, I'll start probably promoting for it, and then I'll do shows and stuff. But I want like a good substantial amount of original music, because I usually just do covers,
mm-hmm.
but I prefer to do my own music and covers at the same time.
Are you available for special events, weddings,
office parties,
that type of thing?
Bar mitzvahs as well.
Bar mitzvahs. Excellent. So anybody that is listening, that has been Jasmine Tavis, a.k.a. Jazzy T, Derek Tavis, and Seven. Any shout-outs to any loved ones that is out there in radio land listening?
I don't know.
Special.
Go ahead, Seven. Go ahead. There's no. Yes, there is Seven.
Yes, there is Seven.
Wait.
That's gonna Seven would like to shout out to all his honeys.
He's a babe magnet.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Right on. What about you? Anybody at home?
Maybe happy birthday to my best friend.
Thank you guys for coming on so much. This is the Tavis family. Have a great night, and thanks for
thank
coming
you, thank
on the
you,
medicine
you,
show.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, miña maconha, miña torcida, miña querida, miña galera. Oh, miña cachoeira, miña menina, miña flamenga, miña capoeira.
la rica miña cachaza, miña cadena, miña vagabunda, oh miña vida, miña mambembe, miña ladera, oh miña mi niña, miña querida, miña Valeria, oh miña torcida, miña flamenga, miña cadena. Vagabunda, miña mambembe, miña beleza, miña capoeira, oh miña mi niña, miña querida, miña Valeria, miña torcida, miña flamenga, miña cadera, oh miña maconha, miña torcida, miña querida.
Ya estoy curado, anestesiado, ya me he olvidado de ti. Hoy me despido de tu ausencia, ya estoy en paz. Ya no te espero, ya no te llamo, ya no me engaño. Hoy te he borrado de mi paciencia, hoy fui capaz. Desde aquel día en que te fuiste, yo no sabía qué hacer de ti. Ya están domados mis sentimientos, mejor así. Hoy me he burlado de la tristeza, hoy me he librado de tu recuerdo. Ya no te extraño, ya me he arrancado, ya estoy en paz. Ya estoy curado, anestesiado, ya me he olvidado. Ya estoy curado, anestesiado, ya me he olvidado.
Te espero siempre, cada hora, cada día. Te espero siempre, mi amor. Cada minuto que yo viva, te espero siempre, mi amor.
Sé que un día llegará.
Te espero siempre, mi amor.
Cada hora, cada día.
Te espero siempre, mi amor.
Cada minuto que yo viva.
Te espero siempre.
Hola Manu, es Amparo. Nada, solo para saber si todo va bien. Y nada, un beso muy fuerte. Venga.
Hola Manu, soy Juanjo. ¿Manu? ¿Manu? Bueno, pues mira, no contesta. Le mando un fax, ¿eh? Hasta luego.
Absolutely. Okay, we're back on the Medicine Show. And we have been listening to Manu Chao and more Manu Chao. And Manu Chao. with his album Clandestino. All right. So we're going to let Manichao sing constantly in the background because we love Manichao. And so that was such a treat having those kids in here. God, were they ever nice people. I was tongue-tied. And I guess y'all could tell because I was tripping on my tongue. Anyway, returning back with us tonight is 25-year-old Gary John Hirsch. How you doing?
Carrie.
I always do that to you.
No
Carrie,
worries.
I'm so sorry. Carrie John Hirsch, and now local musician born in New Zealand.
Mm-hmm.
Lived in Chile, Saudi Arabia, Norway, Edmonton, and now lives in Vancouver since age 21. He's got a show booked for the Savoy on Hastings, Friday, December 5th.
Yeah, right next to the rickshaw there.
Yeehaw! He is usually on Granville Street, still hucking 2013 discs, and if not, plays at the Fan Club Jam on Saturdays.
Yeah, I'll be there this Saturday probably, doing what I always do.
Sounds fun.
Selling CDs and
playing the blues. I love the jam. And so you said you could tell us a story about the worst gig ever. So what was it?
Oh, nice. Finally, an official version. Worst gig ever. I played in the Sex Pistols tribute band for years.
Oh, yeah?
Maybe two or three. And so the singer and I were kind of the mainstays. But we'd always put a different rhythm section together.
Is that okay?
Yeah, it's good.
Okay, so you're doing this...
A little loud.
Okay, bring it down. Okay, so tell us about the rhythm section of the Sex Pistols tribute.
Right, so I guess I could just cut right to the chase here.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry, we had a technical glitch there. Go ahead.
I had this...
Is that okay?
It's cutting in and out.
Oh, man! How's that?
Yeah, nope. Yeah, I think kind of muddy.
Not Travis.
Yeah, that's good.
Good?
Yeah.
All right, so back to the Sex Pistol cover.
Right,
band.
So we lined up our biggest gig. It was at the Fan Club of all places. And so I put the rhythm section together that day. My friend Donnie Childs assured me he could play the bass. And I met this drummer through a friend, and from what I ascertained, he was perfect, you know? I hadn't heard him play, but I'd seen him play the drumsticks, and just his sense of timing was right there, right? So we get to the gig, and it's Saturday night. It's a full house, you know, maybe 90 people in the room, and the opening band was like a 6 or 7-piece band, like a full big sound, work in the room.
Nice.
And so, you know, to cover our bases, me and the singer and the drummer were at his place playing the songs, doing a little run through to make sure that this drummer could keep up, you know, and the kid's right on, you know, note for note. So we're drinking beforehand and feeling pretty smug, pretty confident. We get on stage and it's just an absolute train wreck. The bass player, who I told to turn down just in case, insisted on turning up. So he'd always like throw off the chorus or the verse or whichever part we were on. And then the drummer must have had some combination stage fright.
He panicked.
Oh, yeah. And it just, we couldn't even start the first song.
Man.
And real grim.
No,
I
can relate.
Yeah, we cleared the house. Half the crowd left, and then slowly but surely the other half. And then they cut the power and pretty much gave us the cane and pulled us off stage. Yeah, just
man.
Melting on stage.
I've only
hell.
Done that once where I showed up at a gig where these guys said, hey, we need a country and western bass player down at the Brandies on Hastings. I'd never heard of the Brandies, but it's a place right down near Hastings in Maine. And it was country and western. I figured, hey, well, how can you go wrong, right? I brought my bass down there and played it. And, but like you said, you turn it down and sort of blend in, right?
Yeah.
You know? Ba-doom, boom, boom. Anyway, so I'm sorry to hear that. How about we just go right into it, the song that you're about to play, and then and we'll take it from there.
Yeah, cool. Actually, I wrote one in the waiting room, which...
Just now?
Yeah.
Can we hear that? And wait.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, I think.
Say hi to Yuko.
Oh, yeah. I got my girlfriend Yuko Hirano here.
Yuko's in the studio with us.
Smiling.
Hi, Yuko.
Hi.
Shy.
We're going to try and get her to say hello in a few minutes, but we're going to go right into this song from Carrie John Hirsch.
I guess this one's called Waiting Room.
Waiting Room.
Sorry, let me start that again.
It's okay. Sounds smooth, man.
Oh, it's a smooth one. It's the lyrics. Hold on.
Well, I can imagine you don't know it very well.
Okay, yeah, I got it. Sorry, folks. Radio listeners out there.
It's okay, take two.
Wanna talk to you all night. Wanna see you put up a fight. Wanna see you in your blue. What's on your mind? Wanna see you all the time. Wanna know that you're alright. Short but sweet, you know.
I like the waiting room jam. I guess I can bring my volume back up now. Yeah. I did like the waiting room jam.
And what, should I just keep them coming? I got a few tunes.
Please do.
Here.
Let it roll out. It's a music hour.
All right.
I'm sure people don't like hearing me talk.
Oh, no. So let's see. I'll do this one, which I wrote with Donnie Childs, that ill-fated Sex Pistols bass player.
Oh, by the way, there's a shout-out. I mean, a call-out. Submission for submissions. The Sex Pistols cover band that Carrie John Hirsch is playing in is seeking a rhythm section. After that last story, I don't guess why.
The band still lives. This one's called Gone, a little more up-tempo here. The way that things are going, we might end up alright. The highway lines on the taking, John's gonna take you for a ride. The way that things are going, we might end up alright. Long days ahead and the wicked things that she said. Ah, you are gone. Gone. Get your bed, your floor, can't take it anymore. You're gone. Monday morning, head is pounding. Grab my coat and I am out the door. Tuesday morning, still pounding, hit the ground running till I can't run no more. And I'm going to town on Friday, going out Friday night. Yeah, and I roll 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 and it's all right. You were gone in a long book of quotes. That she wrote, you were gone. John, ladies and gentlemen.
Gong, gong, gong. All right. So anything about this?
Gone with the Volume. All right. So anything about these songs? You want to say anything? Rebel?
I don't know.
Rebel punk rock music.
Yeah, I guess rebel punk rock.
Right on, man.
It's kind of born out of a blues riff, and then I hit that chorus, and it all kind of came together. Usually I have like a three-piece band, so it's not quite the same just on acoustic, but...
The unplugged thing, it's like one of those trends that work, so...
Yeah, whatever, you know. The kids love it.
All the kids are doing it, you know? Don't you know? And so, Yuko, can you say something like "Welcome to the Medicine Show" in Japanese? Coming a little closer. Don't be shy now.
Medicine Show へようこそ.
Wow, thank you. And say, do you have anybody at home you want to say hello to?
Like my family.
Yes, your family. Say in Japanese, it's okay.
お母さん、元気ですか?
Thank you so much. Okay,
nice.
And speaking of which, I would like to put the pressure on to Shiki to come back next week. She is the girl that was in here playing with Parno Drum, the gypsy band from Poland, and we're trying to get her in here for next week. And so, what songs do you want to play next?
Let's do one called, that's handy. I could do, Bob Dylan song I was playing. I played this one for a long time. Could I do covers on here?
Not usually, but it's a trendy thing. Go ahead. All the kids are doing it.
All right, I'll do Dylan and then original song after that.
Oh, yeah, please. I love Dylan.
Okay, this one's called, It Takes a Lot to Laugh, It Takes a Train to Cry. There we
right
go.
Right on.
On a mail train, baby, I came by a thrill. And I've been up all night, leaning on the windowsill. Well, if I die on top of the hill, and if I don't make it, you know my baby. Shining through the trees. Don't the brake man look good? Flagging down those double E's. Don't the sun look good? Going down over the sea. Don't my gal look fine when she's coming after me? Yeah, winter time's coming, the windows are filled with frost. I wanna tell everybody, but I could not get across. Well, I wanna be your lover, babe, I don't wanna be a boss. And don't say I didn't warn you when your train gets lost.
Son. This one's called Restless.
Well, I was restless. I was thinking about heading south. And I was blessed. The knowledge would all work out for the best. And then my luck ran out, and I was red and gone again. Oh, she was careful, like we were on our first day. Yeah, she was guarding,
what she had on her plate. Man, I'm starving. She loved to make me wait, but I was ready to go again. Song about rambling on it. In the end, spending my time on the borderline between reality and refueling me.
Thanks.
Okay. Carrie.
Yeah, so come on down to the Savoy, December 5th, Hastings, right next to the rickshaw.
Okay, so you're still... Jeez, I'm doing that to myself again. So you're still offline, is that correct?
Yeah, and it'll be kind of an online launch once I do that album. I'm doing a live album, 12 live. Tunes.
So... have you, and there's not a date and a place yet for that, right?
Yeah, there is. It's at the Savoy, December 5th.
That's the one you're doing the recording.
Yeah.
Okay. This is great. And, hey, whatever happened to this, are you still playing with No X and Nixon?
Yeah, No X. That's Donnie Childs, the bass player. He's quite a good singer-songwriter.
Yeah.
And I play lead guitar for him, or for that band,
yeah,
for about a year now. They're making a vinyl record, which should hopefully be out by Christmas, the Christmas album.
Yeah. Okay. And so this one that you're going to be doing at the Savoy, are you calling that The Walls?
Yeah, The Walls or The Hooks. The band name's still up in air, which okay. ties into being offline.
Off. Okay. So, how are you going to... Are you going to be promoting it online, or...?
Not really. I'll be posters all over the city with the album cover of 2013.
And this guy's kind of famous, you, around town, because, like I said, he's been selling his discs down on Granville Street... And sold over 10,000 by hand.
That's correct. That is correct.
Just by selling them without the internet, people. Very good. I like the face-to-face sales.
Yeah, it's a living.
So it's kind of like I've got a couple of them at home. So do you have any idea of where you'd like to take all of this music in the future?
Yeah, on the road.
On the road, man. Like, what kind of venues do you want to play? Like, do you have
stadiums? Kids? Ideally, stadiums.
Big
but,
stadiums. Okay.
Schools. I was thinking high schools. You got to indoctrinate the youth. The kids need to hear these tunes.
That's right. And plant a seed in their minds of peace and love, man. Just is so destructive to the entire. What is it? There's a lady that I know that's into deconstruction of the system through, like, peace and love. I think it's, like...
Pretty righteous.
Righteous, man.
And the kids got to hear rock and roll, like...
Absolutely. There's just not enough of real-sounding music, eh?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
So, what should I play? Another tune? The real sound like and song?
That sounds like a good cue, nice. Doesn't it? Nice. Okay. Carrie John Hirsch. Be looking for him online in the future.
This isn't the song yet. I'm just kind of idly strumming here, folks.
While I talk or talk.
let me see.
We're coming up to a public service announcement, too, after this next song. Don't let me forget here.
I guess I'll do...
We get carried away sometimes having a good time down here.
All right, I'll do Always here. It comes into a jam. And...
All right.
Well, I know where you came from. Oh, you
been, and I know all your secrets. Oh, you know all my sins. Yeah, you know. Yeah, you know, I always would. In the time it takes for you to realize the mistakes you made, baby, there won't be enough tears for you to cry. Moving on, and that ain't no lie. And there's nothing you can say or do to change my mind this time. But I know.
John?
No problem.
Wow, it's quiet in the studio with only me and you and Yuko tonight. Kelly is over in Africa right now building homes for Habitat for Humanity and amongst going to see the sites and avoid possible problems that we don't want to mention. So we're all waiting and hoping that he gets back nice and safe. Now, Kelly.
Come home, Kelly.
Come home, Kelly. We miss you. Anyway, Carrie, thank you for coming on. We're going to come right back in just a second. We've got a... this is something that got cut off a couple of weeks ago. So I'm going to play it all the way through. And it is something that... we'll be right back, okay? So this is the Honor the Apology, Resonating Reconciliation.
I went to residential school. I was just 8 years old.
Gail Kessler. My name is Gennarji O'Sullivan of the Tlaalitsis Nation, originally from Turner Island. You're listening to Window, exploring the legacy of Indian residential schools.
This PSA was cut from a rally called Honor the Apology in Ottawa, Ontario. Those speaking are Clayton Thomas Mueller, Melody McIver, and Jocelyn Ayatoll.
Today, across this country they call Canada, is a day where we're asking for truth to come to the surface so that we can actually begin a conversation about reconciliation. Today, Canadians, newcomers, First Nations, Métis, and Inuit peoples from all walks of life and religious denominations will reflect upon the impacts of Canada's residential schools.
The burden of this experience has been on your shoulders for far too long. The burden is properly ours as a government and as a country. There is no place in Canada for the attitudes that inspired the Indian residential school system to ever again prevail. You have been working on recovering from this experience for a long time, and in a very real sense, we are now joining you on this journey. That was Stephen Harper in 2008. Unfortunately, the burden of this experience has not been shared. We believe it is time for us to all face what happened during one of the most violent policies in this country's history. We believe it is time to take a journey of honesty together.
We now know that there is tangible violations of the Geneva Code on Genocide, that this country has committed crimes of genocide unequivocally against indigenous peoples.
When we speak to the residential school, when we speak to the 60 scoop, when we speak to the day school, we speak it about it as if it's in the history. But our children are dying and suffering.
You have just heard At Window exploring the legacy of Indian residential schools. Both my mother and I attended St. Michael's Residential School in Alert Bay, BC. This is a part of a larger project called Resonating Reconciliation that engages community radio as a tool to help define what reconciliation is. Resonating Reconciliation is meant to help reconcile all Canadians to this shared history. This is the work of the National Campus and Community Radio Association, the Red Jam Slam Society, and this station. Resonating Reconciliation is also supported by the Indian Residential School Survivor Society and is funded by the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. To hear more, go to www.ncra.ca/resonating.
Thank you, Ganarji. And I do apologize for that one getting cut off last time. So that's why I needed to make sure that it got played all the way through this time. We're back here with Kerry John Hirsch, and he's going to play us out with one last song.
Yeah.
What was that song that you were going to do?
Closer. Yeah, Closer. Today it's Closer.
Okay. And so tell me something, anything about this song, because...
Oh, this song took me maybe a year and a half or something to finish. I usually play with a harmonica, but I don't have my harp here. And I somehow just stumbled upon these chords that I'd never played before and eventually worked it into a tune. It's about yearning and kind of getting better.
Nice. Go ahead. And... So everybody, go out to the Savoy on Hastings if you're interested in seeing some music.
Live album.
Live album being recorded, being part of history of Kerry John Hirsch.
That's December 5th.
December 5th.
A Friday,
that's right.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks, folks. Here we go.
Come and the waves go, and you can see.
working. Yeah, another work in progress, like you and me. Closer than you've ever been to putting thought into action. And the gap between the act and dreams, where you'll find satisfaction. And it's not too late.
I would say that's one of my favorites of the Kerry John Hirsch collection.
Thanks.
Absolutely beautiful. Thank you so much for coming in.
No problem.
I'd like to thank Jasmine Tavis, Seven Jasmine and Derek Tavis, Jazzy T.
Her name's Seven?
Well, Seven was the young man at 15 years old.
Seven?
That was his name, Seven. Isn't that the coolest thing you ever damn heard in your whole damn life, entire life, ever in your whole life?
Isn't that from Seinfeld? Seven. George Costanza was going to name his kid Seven because it was Mickey Mantle's number.
I'm sorry, I did not see that episode or that much TV enough to know. I do apologize.
That's incredible if he's cool. Inspired by Costanza.
No. Okay, and... thank everybody. A wonderful night. I love this. I love being able to do this and bring this music to everybody. I do believe it's medicinal art in itself. So anybody listening who wants to be on the medicine show and has something medicinal, therapeutic, otherwise that is art, please feel free to drop me a line at VancouverMedicineShow@gmail.com. We are now on Twitter and Facebook. Everything we'll be building that. It'll be forever in construction, of course. We'll be getting websites up shortly. But anyway, thanks everybody. And my name is Jason Lawrence. This is CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I do apologize, Kelly. I'm going over. This is Jamie T. Turn out the light. Turn on the light.
Screen blister in the stop sign. Turn in the rubies your mother did buy you. Land I rock, you made me bold like a whore. Wish I'd never been born. Got good looking corpse hanging on to me tightly. Bless this strip as it runs right through me. Bless this strip as it runs right through me. She fades to the background, proofreads the story, kills all the characters and crosses out a heroine. Kissing an American, she told me she bore me. Through this land I rock, she made me. I've never been born. Got good looking corpse hanging on to me tightly. Bless this strip as it runs right through me. Bless this strip as it runs right through me. Lord, turn on the light.
became tame. Feral in a herald, one of us. And I hear mutants screaming. Ride on the crest of waves. And I'm stopped as the Joker's failing. I've given up on me, I've given up on Marcus. I'm carrying my casket, looking for the enemy. I'm down on my knees, surrendering to Valerie. And all I feel, my head is racing. I feel my shoulders bracing. I know I'm sick to my bones. And I know I can't get back home. Betray each other, and I'm just another lover to take me far from this sweet city stench. We're friends all betray each other, and I'm just another lover to a friend, to a friend, to a friend, to a
We're just going into the late night with Kelly's Kelly Rayburn, and he's doing a repeat of a show from before. So I just want to say that was Jamie T, Turn on the Light, in case anybody's interested. And now, here is the late night.
You are listening to
Oh boy, I hate to do this to you, but this is another repeated broadcast of the Late Night Show here on CITR 101.9 FM. Of course, I'm away over to Africa, and I will be back on November 22nd. Please enjoy some of my repeated broadcasts since of September right through until October, whenever I get a chance to come back. Enjoy some of the repeats, the best of the Late Night Show.
Please remember to watch your language.
Look, I can't speak without swearing, and I've only got my grade 10, and I haven't had a cigarette since I've been arrested, and I'm ready to f***ing snap. So I'd like to make a request under the People's Freedom of Choices and Voices Act that I be able to smoke and swear in your courtroom. Because if I can't smoke and swear, I'm f***ed.
The following programming may contain content that some listeners find offensive. If you are sensitive to foul language or explicit content, please turn your radio the f*** off now.